Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Mesa. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting sixth. The DH, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Listach hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yount for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sorrento hits a line drive for a single. Bell moves to third. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Sorrento moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fermin takes first base on ball four. Whiten moves to second. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sorrento scores. Whiten scores. Fermin moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bozzio fields it and throws to second for the out. Furman moves to third. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Hamilton moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Hamilton moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sorrento. Hamilton scores. Surhoff scores. Nilsson moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Listach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a line drive off the glove of Martinez, and into shallow left field. Listach reaches second base with a double. Nilsson scores. Fletcher scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Berga moves to third. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Listach fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Berga applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer bunts towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bozzio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Listach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Christopher now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Austin now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sorrento is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hamilton hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hamilton moves to second. Steve Olin now pitching. Franklin Stubbs pinch hits for Kevin Seitzer. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stubbs hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nilsson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Doug Henry now pitching. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Brooke Jacoby. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Whiten is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Whiten moves to third. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Darren Holmes now pitching. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Levis strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards the mound. Holmes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Holmes. Whiten scores. Furman goes all the way around to score. Lofton moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Lewis now playing shortstop. Felix Furman now playing third base. Jesse Levis now catching. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a line drive towards third. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Listach is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Listach bunts in front of the plate. Levis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.